Hi there. The word for you today is, you're forgiven. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 103, verse 2 and 3, bless the Lord, who forgives all your sins. You know, we tend to forgive others more easily than we forgive ourselves. And this is especially so when we fail in some major area like a marriage or a career, or when our actions have hurt others. Or when our habits have hurt us, or when we know we're not doing what we should. So, what should you do? Well, let me give you three things. Number one, acknowledge it. Number two, delete it. And number three, replace it. Let's look at them. Number one, acknowledge it. Don't be afraid to confess what you've done. You're not unique. You're not the first, and you won't be the last to fail. Once you've obtained God's forgiveness, get the support of a trusted friend. The Bible says in James 5, verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Number two, delete it. Often it's not the offense itself, but the guilt and stress associated with remembering our actions that makes us feel bad. Our reaction is the problem. Continually revisiting our failures doesn't help at all, and it disappoints God. So catch yourself doing it and hit the delete button. Focus on the fact that God has forgiven you. Then put it behind you. Ephesians 1 and 7 says, in him we have the forgiveness of sins. And number three, replace it. Instead of guilt, choose gratitude. That's not hard to do, is it? And to reflect on God's goodness. That's what David the psalmist did. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Wow, that would make a Presbyterian shout. Hey, when you start to look for them, you'll find lots of things to thank God for.